This is Morning Edition on 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org.
That right hook you learned from your brother. Your tall tales keep you undercover.
Penelope is one of the songs on the just-released Sort of Scarlet album from the now Chicago-based pop rock band Red Scarves. The five-man band has its roots in Bloomington Normal, having formed at Illinois Wesleyan a bit more than 5 years ago. They're back in town this weekend with a house show Saturday night. Band member Ryan Donlin says three current members were music students at IWU and that pop music was always forefront while studying jazz and classical music here in Bloomington.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, when I was learning things in my classical music classes, when it came to like music theory and how music worked, I was definitely thinking about how I could apply them to, you know, songs and stuff.
Is there a way to step us through us non-music theory guys? How does studying classical and or jazz theory help you write pop music songs?
Well, there's like five or six moving parts in a rock band as far as like instruments go. We're all playing different things. And I think studying classical music and just music theory in general helps you have an understanding of how you can get those parts to work together in the best possible way. And like just form convincing, you know, chord changes and melodies and just get everything to flow just right.
Is it helpful to have a background in classical jazz theory to be able to write good pop songs, or can anybody do it?
I think anyone can do it. I think it's helpful if you want to write a certain kind of pop song. I think it's helped me write the kinds of songs that I want to write, but I definitely don't think it's necessary to be able to write great songs.
Can't seem to hold on.
Make Up Your Mind is another song on the album with an interesting mix of instruments. It opens with a Rickenbacker hollow body guitar played by Braden Poole, followed by Eric Novak on a Rhodes keyboard.
Yeah, it's definitely the fastest one on the album. The only one like in a minor key, so it sounds a little more menacing than the other songs on the album. It's a lot of our mom's favorite song
okay.
That we've written. We all wrote our respective parts for it. It was a, you know, collaborative process, as most of our songs are.
Make up your mind. Make up your mind. We're losing daylight, losing time. Make up your mind. Don't waste my time. Make up your mind. We're losing patience, losing time.
The band itself, the Red Scarves, certainly has a huge 1960s influence. I hear that. You know, to hear someone your age that, you know, is really into 1960s music and even kind of sounds that way now, I think it's a really interesting how things are going backwards, whether it's, you know, the rock of maybe even like the heavier rock, like Cream and Led Zeppelin and Jimi Hendrix to, you know, you guys are going back to more Beatles stuff and more of the pop stuff. I think it's really interesting how the younger people are going back to the 1960s and maybe 1970s to play new music today.
Yeah, I think that is definitely true and interesting. And I think in music, there have been like waves of like complication and simplification, where like bands will like, you know, have more complicated chord progressions and melodies and structures and stuff. And then a group of bands will come, or like a general cultural shift will happen where things will simplify. Like, you know, punk was simplification. And I think that now people are looking back to the 60s because that was like a complication. People were writing more complicated jazz-inspired kind of songs.
Ryan Donlin of the Red Scarves, thank you for your time and nice job on a new album. This sounds great.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for talking with me.
The Red Scarves return to the Twin Cities Saturday night. They're playing a house show. You can peruse the Red Scarves Facebook page to learn the exact location. More of this conversation can be heard on the music features page of WGLT.org or find the GLT Music Podcast at our website as well.